As a teenager in Richmond, Elizabeth Harris knew just where to shop, a boutique that carried cool vintage clothes and contemporary fashions from around the world.
They had just the trendiest stuff. I had a friend from Florida, actually, who would come shopping there just because she wanted to buy this cutting-edge selection that they had. And they still have such a carefully curated selection of stuff that you can't find anywhere else.
The store, known today as Needs Supply, was founded by Chris Basola, a guy with very strong ideas and attitudes. Among other things, he says, a well-designed product can have a very real and tangible effect on our everyday lives.
And I think that that resonates with our core customer.
Call them hip, urban, well-educated, and well-traveled people between the ages of 25 and 35. There are, it seems, quite a few of them in Richmond.
Part of our success was that we grew up here and we had to create a mix that was accessible but also forward. Our mix made more sense to more markets than maybe somebody in New York or LA who had super forward sensibilities. There's some sense of classic, more grounded is a good word for it.
In 2008, Basola and his partner Gabe Recioppo decided to go global, offering their fashions online.
We thought when we turned it on, it would be like, boom, lots of sales. And it was the first four sales were Gabe's brother and three fraudulent orders.
But business grew as word of the site spread.
I was on vacation, and when I came back and I looked at sales and traffic on the website, and it exploded while I was on vacation. And I thought, whoa, what happened here? And it turned out that Lucky Magazine had ranked us as number two or three of the best stores online. And then GQ named us one of the best 25 men's stores in the country. And then they said we had the best e-commerce on the web. So that really drove traffic to the site.
Needs Supply decided to publish a magazine featuring designers and stories about fashion and food, travel and culture. Copies of The Human Being made their way to a bookstore in Tokyo, and soon the company was getting orders from Japan, so many that it's opened two stores there, along with offices in New York and L.A.
Is it a straight skirt?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly.
Uh-huh.
Stretch.
Probably from Raquel Allegra, probably the same designer.
I think it might be.
If Needs Supply has made its name by going big, seeking people around the world who share its tastes in clothing, Vertolina is thinking small. Founder Deborah Boshin sees most customers by appointment to help them assemble the perfect wardrobe, clothes created by designers she knows and loves.
When somebody looks at something, I will immediately say, that's made here by so-and-so. She's a lovely person. She does well by her employees.
Her store in a gentrifying block of Broad Street is built on Boshin's concerns about the environment and the world's growing gap between rich and poor.
I bought a beautifully made jacket for $29. And I said to myself, somebody made money, but the workers didn't make money. And it upset me, really bothered me.
And it apparently bothers her customers. In fact, Boshin thinks she's tapped into an important cultural current.
There is a cultural shift, I think, going on. I think a lot of it has to do with food, and a lot of it has to do with shopping small, shopping local.
And as the person who does the selling, Boshin likes the fact that she can devote herself to a single customer without worrying about the next person coming in the door. I'm Sandy Houseman.